With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Emerald ash borer was detected in Lyon County in May, making Lyon County the 14th Kansas county to confirm the presence of this destructive insect, which is getting uncomfortably close to southeast Kansas. The emerald ash borer is an invasive pest from Asia and is incredibly destructive. It was confirmed in 2002, and in 2006, the U.S. Forest Service estimated that it had already killed 15 million trees. While it hasn't been confirmed in any part of southeast Kansas yet, it's important to prepare for its inevitable arrival. If you have ash trees in your landscape, it's important to know the symptoms of an ash borer infestation: thinning or dying of the canopy, suckers at the base of the tree, which ash trees usually do not have, splitting bark, tunneling under the bark, and woodpecker activity. Scouting the trunk of your ash trees will be your best friend for making sure that you aren't unnecessarily treating a tree. If you have borers in your ash tree, there is exactly one retail product that you can apply to keep borer damage to a minimum, and that's imidacloprid. This product is a systemic insecticide that gets pulled into the plant tissue with water. It's important after applying this product that you keep the soil wet for the amount of time it takes the chemical to accumulate in the tissue, which can be anywhere from 2 weeks to 1 month. Otherwise, the treatment will be ineffective. If you have a heavy infestation, you will need a more specialized insecticide that cannot be bought without a license. Even if you don't have ash trees in your landscape, you may still accidentally spread emerald ash borers to new areas outside of the federal quarantine area, especially if you frequently use firewood. Larvae can travel in firewood wherever you decide to take them, so it's important to keep firewood local and not to take firewood home with you if you buy it in an area where emerald ash borer is confirmed. It's also important to ensure that you have the right suspect when analyzing insect damage, because you don't want to panic over a pest that you don't actually have. There is one other species of borer called the ash lilac borer, which people easily and understandably confuse for the emerald ash borer thanks to the presence of holes in the trunk. Ash lilac borers are not nearly as destructive as emerald ash borers because the tissue that ash lilac borers consume is deeper inside the trunk, which allows nutrients to still move up and down the tree. Both types of borers are controlled by the aforementioned imidacloprid. Insects like emerald ash borer and diseases like Dutch elm disease highlight the need for diverse tree plantings in the landscape and wild environments to minimize the impact of tree loss. If you have multiple species of trees present, you have a much lower chance of losing all of your trees to a single specialized pest. Ash trees are an excellent choice for a survivable native tree in your landscape, but do bear in mind that once, not if, the emerald ash borer arrives, yearly treatment will be necessary to keep the tree from dying. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.